Hey team, welcome to Rewriting Wellbeing, the Teacher's Health Podcast, the show that helps you thrive and not just survive, both in and out the classroom. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome back to another Friday episode of the podcast. I hope you're all good. I hope you've had a lovely week. But no matter what this week has thrown at you, I hope you've got a lovely weekend ahead of you planned and you've got some nice things in there for yourself. Today is Friday the 8th of December and it is my birthday. And I was sat there last night thinking, well, what do I want to do on my birthday? I've got some work to do in the mornings, got some client bits and bobs to do. But I thought, before I kind of sign off the weekend, what do I want to do for my birthday? Like, how do I want to spend my afternoon? And genuinely, I'm not just saying this, I thought, you know, I actually really do want to sit down. I want to record a podcast. I've got something really at the forefront of my mind from our session last night with Johnny, which we're going to touch on today. And I thought, you know, I really want to share this with people. I think it's going to be so useful. And as I kind of sat down to press the record button, I thought, how amazing is that, that I get to do something that I'm so passionate about, that I get to do something that I really do genuinely love. And hopefully that comes across in the podcast as a job. I just think it's amazing, and I've sort of sat here for a few minutes with a real sense of gratitude and thankfulness for the fact that this is my work and this is my job. Anyway, I know that all sounds a little bit cliche and it sounds a little bit trite, but I just wanted to share that with you today because I think it was last episode we talked about gratitude, and yeah, it's always there. We can always find gratitude. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about letting things go. Now, this is something that came up in our topic training. We have a monthly mindset session at the beginning of every month with our in-house mindset coach, Johnny Lawrence, the self-development coach. And we touched a lot on changes, transitions, and letting go of expectations last night. And one thing that really came out of the session was just how many of us as teachers either have these expectations of ourselves, we have expectations placed on us, we have colleague conflict, we have resentment building up, we have anger, we have frustration. We know that schools are very stressful places to work, and we know that there are lots of the things I've just mentioned, but it sort of really hit home again and kind of reaffirmed that we all are probably holding on to something that we would be better off letting go. And we talked about this a lot in last night's session. And today, I wanted to kind of chat on that a little bit more and share with you some really practical strategies from a few different types of therapy, actually, that you can use if there's something that you want to let go of. Now, on top of it being very timely because we had last night's session with Johnny, it's also this time of year, right? It's Christmas. For me, it's my birthday, and I always get very sort of reflective and sentimental around my birthday. But it's my birthday, it's Christmas, and it's New Year. So for many people, Christmas and New Year, obviously it's not everyone's birthday this month, Christmas and New Year is a very reflective time where we kind of look back on the year that's been, we look forward to what we want, but also it's quite a stressful time. And I touched on this in a story recently, it's quite a stressful time for many people. There are lots of expectations put on you at home and with family. It's also a time that many people find quite difficult, and a time that if you've lost a loved one, and it doesn't need to be recently, but if you've lost a loved one, Christmas is always going to be different from when they were still with us. And for many, many people, Christmas is a time of real sadness and grief, as well as usually some really lovely, happy things that are going on. For many of us, it's a very reflective time because of grief as well. So I thought it was quite a timely time. Doesn't make sense, you know what I mean? It's quite a good time to kind of share this episode with you. So when it comes to letting things go, I often liken it to holding on to a hot piece of coal. Now, if there is something that is on your mind, whether it's a conflict with a colleague, whether it's something a child has done, a conversation with a parent, the way that you've been spoken to in an email, whatever it is, maybe something that you've done, or even perhaps it's an expectation that you are subconsciously putting on yourself. When we hold on to these things, it is very much like holding on to a hot piece of coal. We are the only one that gets burnt. We are the only person that suffers. And it can feel quite cathartic. It can feel quite, not pleasurable, but sort of, yeah, kind of, it's almost a good feeling to kind of hold on to resentment and think, you know, keep that person in your mind and think, how dare they do that? Why have they done that? I'm going to, you know, even if it's subconsciously, I'm going to get them back, or hope karma gets them. Or we just sort of sit and we stew on these things. And it is literally like holding on to a hot piece of coal. We are the only person that gets burned. Now, I want to quickly share with you a little parable that sort of touches on this. So there were two monks crossing a river, and these monks had taken an oath not to touch a woman. And they were crossing this river, and it was really fast flowing river, and it was smashing down the rocks. And just across the other side of the bend, they saw an old lady trying to cross this river as well. And she was sort of stumbling just as she was getting into the river. And it was clear that if the old lady went in by herself, she was going to be taken by the current, and she was probably going to die. And these two monks looked at each other and they said, "Well, we've taken an oath not to touch a woman. We can't do this." And the older monk, sort of without batting an eyelid, just kind of walked off, put the old lady on his shoulders, waded across the river, put her down on the other side, and waved over the young monk. Now the young monk just stared at him in disbelief. He couldn't believe that this very senior monk had broken his oath that he kept up for like 50 decades. He couldn't believe it. He crossed the river too, and they kept walking, and a few hours went past, and many, many miles went past, and they walked in silence. And the old monk could tell that the young monk was holding on to something. You can see where this is going. And the young monk turned to the older one and said, "I can't believe you've done that. I cannot believe you just touched a woman. I cannot believe you broke your oath. Like, you've kept this up for 5 decades. How dare you? Like, what example are you setting for me?" And the old monk just very calmly turned to the young one and said, "I put that lady down many, many hours ago, but you are still carrying her with you now. You need to learn to let things go." And just strode off. As simple as that. And what he was trying to explain, what he was trying to teach the young monk, was exactly what we're talking about. The longer we hold on to the things, the longer we hold on to resentment, the longer we don't speak our mind, the more we ruminate and resonate on certain things. And I appreciate this is really difficult to change. We're going to touch on that in a minute. But the longer we hold on to it, the more it digs a hole in us, the more damage it does. So let's talk through a few strategies from a few different types of therapy. So we're going to talk through strategies from ACT therapy, which is acceptance commitment therapy. We're going to talk through some strategies from CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. And we're going to talk through some strategies from talking therapy as well, or sort of psychotherapy. So the first one I want to share with you is values clarification. Now, a lot of what we get from therapy is around identifying and clarifying our personal values. It's one big thing that we can get, particularly from acceptance and commitment therapy, commitment to those values. Now, if you are holding on to resentment, we can look into what your values are and whether holding on to that resentment is in line with those values. And just by pointing out that sort of incongruence, if you like, between resentment and your personal values, because no one has a personal value around holding on to things, we can see that it's clearly against what we value, what we hold highest in our minds. And that's why it feels so horrible, and that's why it feels so hard when we're holding on to that, because it is going against our very nature. So values clarification, going back to your values, what do I value? Is resentment or holding on to this thing part of that? We can also look into diffusion techniques. So diffusion techniques essentially help us to detach from these unhelpful thoughts. So for example, if you have unrealistic expectations of yourself, you might ask yourself to replace them with a bit of a silly phrase, or a bit of a joke, or a sort of humorous phrase. And basically what we're trying to do here is we're trying to detach from those unhelpful thoughts. So trying to think of an example off the top of my head here, probably should have written this down before. But if you've got an expectation around, you know, your classroom always looking perfect, or always doing the photocopying for the whole year group, or whatever it might be, try and turn that into a bit of a joke for yourself, and not laughing at yourself, laughing with yourself, or come up with a bit of a silly phrase that you can kind of use and almost kind of, you know, make a joke of it, make light of it. What we want to do is we want to sort of take these unhelpful thoughts that we might be experiencing, and we want to make light of them. We want to diffuse them. We want to detach from the weight that they might carry. Now, a really useful strategy from CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, is called cognitive restructuring. So basically what this means is that we identify and we challenge irrational thoughts. So for example, if you're feeling burdened by unrealistic expectations from family members over the Christmas period, or maybe even you're putting those expectations on yourself, we can guide you through to kind of examine the evidence for and against these expectations. So this is a really, really powerful one. If you feel that you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself around school and the expectations of you and what your lessons should be like, what your room should be like, what people expect of you, this is really useful for dealing with presenteeism, which is basically that need to always be there, to always be available, to be contactable, to feel like basically that's an expectation that's placed on you. And what we can do is we can examine the evidence for and against those expectations. So if I'm placing this expectation on myself, what's the evidence that other people want that? Because it's usually somebody else's voice in our mind, isn't it? It's not usually our own voice. It's someone else's voice that is telling us what we should and shouldn't do. And quite often this can come from conditioning that we might have experienced earlier on in our lives, in our childhoods and things like that. But what is the evidence for this expectation? Because like I say, if this is a self-imposed expectation, there's probably little to no evidence for it. And when we challenge that, when we basically see that it's a cardboard cutout, there's no substance to it, there's nothing behind it, it can really help us to reframe those thoughts to be more realistic, essentially. Again, another one that's really useful is what we call thought records. So what we can try to do is track these thought records and challenge negative thought patterns. So we have what we call ANTS, and ANTS stands for automatic negative thoughts. And many of us have ANTS. And many of us have these thoughts that crop up, and they, like I say, they are literally automatic. And what we need to do is we need to track them over time, because we can see if certain people, certain environments, certain situations, or certain things that we are currently doing, certain behaviors, trigger these ANTS. But we can only see these patterns and challenge them if we start to keep a bit of a record. So the final one, the final thing that I want to talk you through as a way to let go of expectations on yourself, to let go of resentment, to let go of things that maybe other people have done or said to you, is what we call empathetic listening. Now, empathetic listening means literally listening to your thoughts and your emotions and allowing yourself to express them. It's really, really important that when we're talking, when we're thinking through these empathetic thoughts, we are kind of putting them into a bit of a narrative. So we're reshaping our personal narrative. We're thinking through the thoughts. We're thinking through the problem. Maybe we can do this with a colleague. Maybe we can do this with a friend. Or we can do this through something like journaling, essentially. We can, you know, we can sit down with a piece of paper or a book with a safe space. Maybe we put some music on. We get a nice warm drink. We light a candle, like whatever you want to do. Or maybe you voice memo yourself when you're driving. But we talk through the narrative of what has happened and what the person said and done and all the rest of it. And we go through, we express it however we want to, like I say, voice note, talking, writing it down. And then we go back and we make sure that we are being empathetic with ourselves. And we try to pick out the emotions. So for example, if a colleague has come in the middle of a lesson and raised their voice at you, again, this is something that I've literally had from a teacher this week. The first emotion that might have come up is embarrassment in front of your TA or your HLTA or your LSA or in front of the children. So maybe there was embarrassment. Then maybe there was a sense of worthlessness. Then maybe there was a sense of anger and resentment because of being made to feel that way. Now, anger is, now Johnny, our mindset coach, is far more apt talking about anger, but just to quickly touch on one thing he does often mention. Anger is quite often a secondary emotion. It's easier to feel anger and resentment than it is to feel that feeling of embarrassment or worthlessness. So quite often these primary emotions are covered up by anger, which is just an important point to touch on. But if we can go through the situation, like I say, with an empathetic ear or pen, put it into a bit of a narrative and pick out those emotions that we're feeling and then talk them through in some kind of way. And again, it doesn't need to be with a therapist or a counselor. It might be with a colleague, a friend, your partner, whoever. But just make sure that you are going through and you're talking these things through. So just a few, I think that's five strategies to help you let go of things this festive season. Let go of expectations that are on you, either from others or from yourself. To let go of anger and resentment. To let go of even disappointment in yourself or disappointment in things that haven't quite gone the way that you wanted them to. Like that lesson that didn't go right or that health goal you didn't quite manage to achieve this year. We need to let things go. And as we go into December and the Christmas period, I just want you to make it a focus. I just want you to give yourself the kindness and compassion to begin to think these things through and to begin to let things go. Because at the end of the day, we want to start 2024. We want to make 2024, sorry, your healthiest, happiest year yet. And to do that, we need to start 2024 as light as we possibly can, letting go of the past. We absolutely must. So remember that parable about the monk. Remember some of those strategies. Let go of what is holding you back. And I'll catch you very, very soon. Take care. Have a lovely weekend.